Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Memes seem to endlessly pollute our social media streams. But as Michaela Kosha, postdoctoral fellow in Harvard University's Center for International Development, suggests, memetics is a viable field of study.
The word meme and the idea behind it were first written about in The Selfish Gene, a 1976 book by Richard Dawkins. He proposed the idea that genes are pieces of genetic information with the primary aim of replication. Just like genes, memes are also self-replicating pieces of information, this time cultural ones. For example, the concept of afterlife is a meme, a cultural theme that we can find attached to many religions and larger cultural ideologies. Meme theory started as an appendix of evolutionary biology, but in the last years we became more and more able to study these cultural information bits. This is because on the World Wide Web, memes are used every day and it is possible to collect hundreds of them, and that's part of the work I do. Every meme corresponds to a particular image, hashtag, or even word choice. On some website, like Reddit, you can upvote memes you like. Upvotes are a very clear way to measure their success or their evolutionary fitness. The more positive tallies, the more people will remember the meme and possibly use it in the future, thereby assisting in the replication process. That is how memes propagate in our brains and help repeat the process in the brains of others. The overarching question in memetics, the science of memes, is whether memes behave like genes. For example, do they compete with each other for survival? In our research, we create models accounting for meme competition and prove that the models are accurate description of what we observe in social media. We also show that memes seem to collaborate and clump together into larger cultural organisms. Memetics is a viable field of study, and we are laying the groundwork for future research on this important and interesting subject.
That was Michaela Kosha of Harvard University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.